you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
We know clearly that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly when you consider John 10 and 10. He wants his young people to have the best life while we are here on earth. And I believe the best life that we can live is going to be according to the will of God. And the will of God has to do with, of course, the Word of God. In God's Word, we're going to find the life that we are to live. And how we're supposed to live is specifically prescribed for a peculiar group of people, or a particular group of people, the just. When we live by the word of God, that makes us, help me, just. Now, in order to be a just person, got to repent of sin and make Jesus Lord and Savior. And then I strive to do the word. That means I'm just. I obey the commandments of my God, and I strive to live accordingly in how I think, talk, and act. Now, when it comes to being a young person and just, we need to be happy about being just. Lord have mercy. If you have made Jesus your Lord and Savior and you're born again, you should be happy. Lord have mercy. Look at my notes. Young people should be happy, content, and unashamed to be just. I firmly believe that. If Jesus is Lord, you should be happy about it. You should be content with being a child of God. And you should not be ashamed to be a child of God. Matter of fact, let me show you something. Y'all follow me to Proverbs 21. I love the way the proverb writer breaks it down. Proverbs 21:15. It is a joy for the just to do justice. Lord have mercy. It is a joy for the just to do justice. You and I that are just, we should be happy to be saved. I say you and I that are just, we should be happy to be Christian. To do justice, to think, talk, and do according to the will of God. There is something wrong when a young person say they're Christian, but they're not happy. Woo! I said it's something wrong. It's something wrong when you're in God's house naming the name of Christ, but not happy to give God the praise. Boy, look at somebody and say, it's something wrong. But I don't know how you feel about it. I love seeing young folk that's happy to be saved. I love seeing young men and young women that got the testimony that I love Jesus. I love coming to church. I love worshiping the Lord. I love seeking his face. I love hearing a word. I love thinking, talking, and doing what my God wants me to do. How many in here I'm talking about you? And we know we sometimes we have our days, but how many overall you can say, I'm glad to be a Christian? Yeah, I'm glad to be saved. Am I talking about you? The old folk used to say, you don't let anybody steal your joy. The world didn't give it to you, and you don't let the world take it away. We should be unashamed. Let folk know, yeah, I'm saved. Yeah, I go to a sanctified church. Yeah, I believe in giving. Yeah, I believe in fasting. Yeah, I believe in waiting to do certain things till you get married. Yeah, I believe in this, that, and the other. I'm unashamed. Am I right about it? All right. So we understand what it means to be just. I want to look at some important truths about being just. I want to go a little bit further and deal with it a little bit more, because it is important for us to receive that God wants us to remember who we are. You can't forget it, young folk. We're in a day and time where the world will try to change you. Peers will try to change you. But we're not to be conformed to this world. We have to know our godly identity and stand firm in it. And sometimes, young folk, you may have to do it alone. But it's all right. It's all right. I'd rather be alone and with God than have a whole crowd with me and I ain't got God. The Bible says it like this: if God be for us, we are more. Are y'all with me? So you and I, we got to remember who we are and stand therein. So let's look at just a few truths about being just this morning. Start with me in Luke 2. And we're going to look at some verses. And I'm going to deal with these verses. Luke chapter number 2. And notice verse number 25. I got some hungry folk in here this morning. Luke 2:25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was a just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. So here in our verse, we have a just man named Simeon. But one thing I want you to see in this verse, young folk, being just is not enough. Look at somebody and say, being just is great, but it's not enough. Yeah. Being Christian is wonderful, and we should be saved. Jesus said you must be what? Born again. But it's not enough. The text describes Simeon as a devout man. Devout meaning he was somebody who was sincere about his walk with God. He took it serious. Even Jesus, when he was 12 years old as a young boy, the Bible says he was serious, or it says that he was about the Father's business. And see, we need to be just and devout. We need to be young people that have integrity. We're respectful to ourselves and to others. Now, that don't mean we're a pushover, right? We don't let folk treat us, as bishops say, like a flunky. Or I say, like a sucker. No. We're just, we know who we are, and we're going to be strong in the Lord. I'm going to be respectful. I'm going to have integrity. I'm going to strive to do the right thing. I'm going to strive to do the right thing in the church, and I'm going to strive to do the right thing outside of church. I could go further and say that as a devout person, it says that this man Simeon was responsible. And see, as a young person, you need to have that trait. You need to be a responsible young person. You need to be someone that your parents can trust. You need to be somebody that God can trust. You need to be somebody that your peers can trust. If they come to you and confide in you, you'll be confidential with the information that they give you. Why? You're devout. You're not going to put their business in the street. You're not going to be a gossiper. Now, I will say, if somebody comes to you with some information and they try to get you to pledge, don't tell nobody, you don't agree with that. You say, look, I don't know. I need to hear what it is you want to share first, because I may need to let somebody know. Yeah, you're somebody who has integrity. All right. You don't tell your parents or your guardian half the story when they ask you. You tell them the whole story. You have integrity. If you're wrong in a situation, you're wrong. You own up to it. I was wrong, mama. Or whoever I was wrong. Yeah, being devout, young folk. We need to be just and devout. Have integrity. It's so important. Look at somebody and say, it's so important. He was serious about his relationship with God. When you're serious, young folk, there's just things you're going to do every day. You're going to fulfill your daily vows to your God. You're going to make sure a day don't go by that you don't spend quality time with your God. In prayer, in his word, in meditation. Why? You are just and devout. You take your relationship with God serious. You're not a religious person. You just don't come and read the Bible at church day on Sunday. No, you read it throughout the week. You meditate on God's word. You just don't say what's popular. No, no, no. You watch your words, because you understand death and life are in the power of the tongue. How many are with me thus far? Yeah. But then the text goes on to say that the Holy Spirit was upon him. The Holy Spirit was upon him. Now, Jesus hadn't died and left his spirit to fill people as of yet in this text. But the Spirit of God still could guide folk and rest upon them. You see it in Old Testament folk like Samuel, like Samson, David, and others. And here in this verse, we see the Holy Spirit was upon Simeon. And so being just to save, look at somebody again and say, it's not enough. We not only need to have the Holy Spirit upon us, we need to have him in us. As a young adult, young person, you need to make sure that you are filled with God's Spirit and you're allowing him to guide you into all truth. Well, how, Pastor, do I know that he is on the inside of me? You're going to ask him to fill you, and he's going to come according to Acts 2, and he's going to fill you. And the initial evidence that he is in you is he's going to speak in a heavenly language. He's going to speak. He's going to let you know, I'm in here. Now, there are other fruits, but the initial evidence is he's going to speak in another language as the Spirit gives utterance. Look at somebody and say, you need to have the Holy Spirit. Yeah, yeah. You got to have them in 2022, young folk. The Holy Spirit is going to give us power to live right. The Holy Spirit is going to give us some power to do the will of God and help us not to do what we know we have no business doing. He will give us power. How many know the Holy Ghost will give you power? Yeah, he'll give you power. He'll guide us. He'll talk to us directly and indirectly. He'll tell us to do things, not to do things. You heard a testimony this morning how the Holy Spirit led Minister Shackelford to crack that envelope open. and put something else in that envelope. See, the Holy Spirit won't just tell us church things. He'll guide us in every aspect of our life. Tell us how to handle money. Tell us how to deal with folk that got an attitude. Tell us how to get ourselves together. Man, the Holy Spirit is awesome. And so you need to make sure you have him. And whenever you get weak, young folk, and you notice that you're not allowing the Holy Spirit to do what he was sent to do, that's an indication that you need another infilling. That's when you need to just say, Lord, fill me again. Woo, I love what Bishop said. I wouldn't cross the street without the Holy Spirit. Look at somebody say, sometimes he need to fill you again. Yeah, when folk getting on your last nerve, your reserve nerve. See, if you ain't careful, sometimes you can slip and say something you ain't got no business saying. But the Holy Spirit will help you in situations like that. He'll help you in your marriage, help you in your family. Whatever the situation is, he's there to help us. Look at somebody and say, being just is not enough. All right. Let's go to Mark. Mark 6. All right. The Holy Spirit is awesome. Mark 6, and notice verse 20. And while we're in the Gospels, I've been telling y'all about getting your own Bible if you don't have one. The Gospels is a good place to start to read. Just start in Matthew. How many Gospels are there? Four. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Them the Gospels, right? All right. Let me get back in it. Mark 6 and 20. It says, for Herod feared who? John, knowing that he was a just and holy man, and he protected him. And when he heard him, he did many things and heard him gladly. This is amazing. Herod feared John. He respected John. And then it goes on to talk about how John was a just and holy man. What do I want us to learn in this text, young people, about being just? People should know and respect your just lifestyle. People should know that you say and respect your just lifestyle. Herod knew John. He respected him or feared him because he knew how he lived. Now, Herod didn't live it. Herod wasn't living it, but he respected John. He respected him so much, the text says he knew that he was holy. He was living right. Your peers need to know, even if they not saved, that you living right. That means you don't participate in everything that they do. Because you may have peers, they not saved. They not Christian. And you consider them your friend. Now you have to be careful, young folk, with that, especially if you desire to grow in God. Because the Bible teaches plainly, evil company, and that's your friend, but if they ain't saved, that's evil company, corrupts good or just habits. So you have to be careful. You have to be careful, young folk, when your peers want to start doing stuff that you know your God has told you not to do. You need to make your peers respect you. They need to put some respect on your name. It's just certain things they shouldn't feel comfortable doing around you. When you holy, when you just, it's just certain things your friends shouldn't feel comfortable doing around you. They come to your apartment in your car and smoke. It's too much comfortability there. It's too, they're too comfortable. You got, hey, I don't do that. Now, you may do that, but I don't do that. Jump in your car and they listen to their music on your, in your car? No. We cool, but we ain't that cool. We don't play that in my car. Folk need to know you say. You meet somebody you like, you want to spend time with, okay. But you need to let them know from the jump, you cute, but I can't be alone with you. I can't be alone. We got the fellowship in groups. But you know, I want to get to know you. Well, you get to know me in groups. Because I know me. And if I get by myself with you, the Bible says no man is above temptation. Come on here now. You ever got along with somebody you knew you was attracted to and you're like, oh God, they smell so good. Oh God. Help me. No, you caught up now. You in the situation now. You just gonna have to go ahead and just say, look, we gotta stop. I said, we gotta stop. Y'all know my testimony. Y'all first lady, before she was first lady, she used to come fellowship with me. Yes, she did. She used to come fellowship with me out at the college. And I had my own room. Yeah, I had my own room. I had it going on. I had my own dormitory room. And she used to come over there and sit on my bed and look right at me with them big old eyes. I was like, nah, open the door. Open the door right now. Oh, matter of fact, get off my bed. Sit in this chair right here. Sit in this chair. Am I telling the truth? You see that? I'm telling the truth. Look, because you got to know yourself. And you need to make your peers know that you're serious. I don't play that. Look, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't kiss me on my, don't touch me. Don't do it. You human. Let me pause and just marinate right here. You got hormones, as the old folks say. The Bible said like this, you can't take fire in your bosom and not get burnt. It's just certain things, young folk, you don't play with. And I must be, the Lord must be talking to somebody because y'all real quiet. Real quiet. They say, man, this coping season, you know, this is the time where you got to find somebody to get warm with. You got to find somebody to be hugged up on. You got to be like, I got me some covers. I got me a blanket. Folk need to know and respect your just lifestyle. Yeah, folk need to know it. And look at this. Look at the text. Look at what Herod did. He respected him so much. Now understand, folk will try you. They'll try you. Folk will try you. But look at this. He protected him. He knew his lifestyle, so he what? Won't folk do that? Hey, don't smoke around him. He don't play that. Don't do that. Hey, here comes such and such. Turn TV off. We ain't going to watch that while they here. They respect your lifestyle. Now, some folk just flat out ain't going to care. But it's some folk, they got a conscience. And they know. And they'll do the same thing Herod did. They'll look out for you. Hey, you don't need to go with us tonight. Why? Hey, you don't need to roll with us. Look at somebody and say, that's some good teaching. And when, on occasions, the text said he heard them and did many things gladly. See, when you garner the respect of your peers, it'll come a time they'll listen to you. And they may not do all you tell them to do, but something they will listen to you and they'll do. Why? They respect your lifestyle. You'll even invite them to your church and they'll come because they know it's a difference in your life. They know, yeah, I'll go with you. Now, they may not come back, but they'll come because they know that what you are getting is causing a change in your life. See, it becomes messed up, young folk, when you hang around folk and start doing the same thing that they doing. Folk don't really respect you. No. They won't respect you. And you want folk to respect you, right? Yeah. And sometimes you have to make folk respect your lifestyle. Let them know certain things you just don't play. Right? Let's go to 2 Corinthians. I didn't get too much help on that point. But it was right. All right. And the older you get and the more God does for you, the more it's going to be required of you. Yeah. You start adulting and you moving out on your own. You go into the military, you on your own. You're not going to have folk like your parents and your pastor and relatives to try to help stand up for you. No, you're going to have to do it for yourself. And that's what we learned from the Hebrew boys. They made the king respect them. We ain't bowing down. Now, if you got to throw us in the fire, hey, do what you got to do. But you're going to put some respect on my God's name. We're not going to bow down. And that's how you have to be. Am I right about it? All right. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5, our theme verse and 7. For we walk by faith, not by just young people do not live by sight. Just young people do not live by sight. So just young people need to be devout, have the Holy Spirit. And here in this verse, we see that just young people do not live by sight or senses. We don't follow our feelings, young folk. You're going to have a lot of feelings as a teenager in your 20s for the rest of your life. It's just going to be things you feel. But you're not supposed to live, or we're not supposed to live by what we feel. And feelings are good, right? Just not when it comes to a just lifestyle. Because it's going to be things God wants us to do that we ain't going to feel like doing. Yeah. God tell you to quit hanging around certain folk. Sometimes you ain't feeling that. God tell you, look, I want you to fast the rest of the day. You ain't feeling that. Your flesh ain't, right? Certain offerings the Lord require, if you're not careful, you can get in the flesh and be like, I need to rebuke that. I ain't feeling that. But it ain't about what we feel, not by sight. Let's take this sight a little bit farther. When a person or a just person does not walk by sight, we don't go along with the crowd. Just because you see a lot of people doing it, that don't mean you need to be doing it. Or because you see a lot of people not doing it, that don't mean you don't need to do it. Well, it ain't a lot of people going to church. Well, you go. Well, it ain't a lot of people that believe in praying and acknowledging the Lord. Well, that's what you do. Man, there's a lot of people out here, they gambling now. They putting 100 on it. They getting 500 back. Well, you don't do that. Man, everybody having sex. No, you don't know. Everybody ain't. You just need to be concerned about you. Yeah. You need to know what your God say. Can you have sex? Yeah, at a certain time. When you get that ring. But we want you to be prepared before you get there. Because that ain't all that it take to have a good marriage is sex. And see, what we teaching y'all is going to help you for every aspect of your life. All right? You don't follow the crowd. That's sight. And you don't accept worldly norms. As a young person, that's what it means to walk by sight. You just don't go along with what everybody doing. You got to remember who you are. No, I ain't going to wear that. I know that's popular to wear, but I ain't wearing that. I'm a just young man. Woo, boy, that's cute. Ooh, you cute girl. but you don't wear that. It ain't that mama trying to get you to be old fashioned. She just wants you to be just. And so even though certain things may be cute on some young women, you got to remember, well, if I put that on the way my body shape, will I be looking just? I love something Dave Chappelle said. You get treated based upon the uniform you wear. You see a police officer in a police officer uniform, if you in help, 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 police, you can identify him by that uniform. If your house on fire, you ain't going to ask Pastor Bay, come put this fire out. No, you looking for somebody who got on a fireman's uniform. Now, if I come in here, or you come in here looking like a stripper, you going to be expecting certain things. Woo, that's some good teaching that they messed up. So you want to look just, even when it comes to your outfit. You can be cute. I ain't telling you to get no outfit, sister or brother, that's, you know, all the way right here. And just cover you all the way. You ain't got to do that. You ain't got to do that. And you ain't got to call me and ask me or somebody, is it okay for me to wear? No, the Holy Ghost will guide you in how much truth? He'll tell you. We don't walk by sight. What does he say we need to walk by as just folk? Faith. Let's try that again. We don't walk by sight. Just folk walk by what is faith? You got to get it. Thinking, talking, and doing the word of God. That's faith. Yes, it's trusting the Lord, relying on the Lord. But when we have faith, we are thinking, talking, and doing the word. Just like I was telling y'all about that wind blowing, and the scripture came to my mind, I was thinking the word. Lord, you in control. You in control of this wind. Jesus was on the boat. The wind was blowing hard. You kept him safe. You gonna keep me safe. And if something happened, I still know that you are in control. That's faith. What is faith, young people? Ready, go. And it's also the revelation of God. I live by revelation. I live by the revelation of God. They happy over here this morning. they talking back. That's what I want, reading and everything. But faith, young folk, has to do with revelation that comes from God. Everybody's not going to be able to live by the revelation of God because they're not just. Having no revelation from the Lord is very dangerous. The Bible says in Proverbs 29:18, where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint. If we don't get revelation or faith, young folk, we're not going to have power. We're not going to have self-control. We're not going to have abundant life. Look at somebody and say, we need revelation. Revelation, my personal definition of divine revelation is secret knowledge and understanding. God gives his young people secrets. God gives his sanctified grown folks secrets that they need to know and understand. We need to live by the revelation or the secrets of God. And where do we get these secrets from? Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveal his secrets to his servants, the prophet. God going to give your pastor revelation for you to live by. God going to give your pastor revelation to live by. Then the pastor going to give it to the congregation, and we all live by faith. What is revelation? Secret knowledge and understanding. And when I put revelation in the action, that says I'm living by faith, right? And see, that's why it's important to make sure we come to God's house. I love something that Bishop said in his message last week, I believe it was. He said, even if you're not putting into action what God is revealing, you still need to accept it as truth. Because sometimes we get messages and we be like, well, I know I'm falling short. I ain't doing that. But you still receive it. And as you grow, you strive to put it into action. Right? God gonna give us revelation, young folk. He gonna give us faith. He's going to give us exactly what we need to be productive young men and young women. All you got to do, young folks, is just put it into action. That's all you got to do is put it into action. And God going to make sure that you bless beyond measure. Ooh, are y'all hearing this revelation? When it come forth, just put it into action and you're going to be blessed tremendously. In my close, I need to look at some truths that are very important about faith for young people that are young and just. I want to look at some things that the Lord told me to teach on this morning, and then we're going to be done for today. All right? Let's look at some essential or important truths for living a lifestyle while we're young, and a lifestyle of being just. Okay? Y'all with me? All right. Don't fall off. Y'all with me? All right. Let's go to Mark. First truth I want us to see about living young and just. Mark 11. You need to bookmark this. Underline it. Highlight it. And 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. What did Jesus say to his disciples? Lord, y'all did fall off. What did Jesus say to his disciples?
Have faith in God.
So when it comes to living young and just, I have to have faith. I can't depend on my parents' faith. I can't depend on my spouse's faith. If you're married as a young person, if you're engaged, you can't depend on your friend's faith. You have to have faith yourself in God. You do. You do. You got to have it. And you got to know you got the faith in God that you need to have. You and I got to get faith and we got to keep it. How do you know when an individual is having faith the way they should? It's going to get touchy. Let's go to James 2. This is how you can tell if you have faith in God. Or this is one way. James 2. Y'all still with me? Did I lose y'all? Okay, James 2. And notice verse 18. Pay close attention to this text. This is how you know you and I have faith in God. This is how you know your pastor got faith in God. You got faith in God. Your parents have faith in God. Or whoever. James 2 and 18. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. So based upon this, how do you know if you or somebody else has faith in God? By their works. By how a person thinks, talks, and acts. You can tell if you're where you need to be based upon how you act. Bottom line. Whether you have, as the Bible says, little faith, great faith, or no faith. You have to look at your actions. We can tell if you have faith in giving based upon how you give. You should be able to tell if you believe in prayer by looking at your prayer life. Bottom line, no way around it. And let me go ahead and say this, young folk. When you're talking about things like prayer, you have to look at quantity. Look at how a person prays. Look at how you pray. Because sometimes you can pray, a person can pray 30 minutes and they ain't prayed nothing. They ain't said nothing. But a person can pray 3 to 5 minutes and it be a powerful prayer. You look at your quality versus your quantity. Thank you. Y'all with me? Yeah. By your works, young folk. By your works. Is that person trusting God? Let's look at how they acting. Let's look at how they talking. Let's look at how they thinking. And so you and I have to do what the Lord told us weeks ago. We have to examine. I said, we got to see if we're in the faith. And you take note where you are, and then you try to grow. You try to grow. If you're on level 2, if there is a level 2 scale, but just as an example, if you're on level 2, okay, you strive to make it to level 3. Then once you get to level 3, you strive to make it to level 4. You just keep going higher and higher. You striving to get better and better. The Bible calls it maturity. That's it. And there were times when Jesus looked at his disciples and they didn't have no faith. Or they had little faith. Right? But today we need to look at ourselves. Remember, I got to have faith in God. I got to have faith in God. Even when it comes to this weather, I got to have faith in God. I got to have faith in God that he know I got to be somewhere. If I got to get on this road, I'm going to pray. And he's going to help me get there safely. And he's going to bring me back safely. Because the Bible says he'll bless my going out and my coming in. That's it. Well, Lord, they done bought up all the bread, the eggs, and the milk. Well, he said he would provide, so he's going to make sure I got something to eat. Why? I got faith in God. Yeah, I got faith. So we got to have it. And we get it every week. When that word is coming for. When you leave, you got to hold on to it and put it into action. Hebrews. You're going to hear folk that try to contradict your faith in life, young folk. Yeah. People on your job, doctors, professionals, they'll try to tell you what can't be done. They'll try to tell you what you can't have, but you got to remember, I got faith in God. If I'm willing and obedient, I'm going to eat the good of the land. It don't matter if you're from the projects. That's just a start. You ain't going to stay there if you have faith in God. All right, Hebrews 13:7. Hebrews 13 and verse 7. Again, read along with me and pay close attention to the wordage. And we're looking at important truths about living just lives. Okay? All right. Remember those who rule. Hebrews 13:7. Remember those who rule over you. Who have spoken the word of God to you. This is it. Whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct or life. When it comes to being, listen, young and just, You got to know who to follow. You have to make sure you ain't on that dumb stuff. You have to know as a young woman, a young man, a young adult, who you should follow and who you should not follow. Because you're going to have a whole bunch of people that want you to follow them. Hey, we doing this, follow us. Hey, we investing in this, follow us. Hey, we buying this, follow us. So let's go to the Bible. When we're young and living just, even adults, we should follow those who rule over us. We should follow God's leadership. Specifically, you follow God's shepherd. 2 Corinthians 11 and 1 says that we should imitate the pastor as the pastor imitates Christ. Imitate or follow. And see, what many young people get off track is they start following folk that God never ordained for his young people to follow. You don't pattern your life after a celebrity or somebody you don't even know. You don't know them folk. You don't pattern or imitate your life after a rapper. I done said it. You don't do that. But does it happen in our day and time? As a young woman, you don't pattern your life after these women that's on these reality shows. You don't pattern your life after them. You don't follow their example. Now, you have a choice. You can. But the Bible teaches we should follow those, according to this verse, look at this, who have spoken the word to us, who watching out for our soul. You got folk in your church, they care about your life. They're looking out for your well-being. You can touch them. You can converse or talk with them. These folk that the world wants us to look up to, they don't care about you. You can email them. They ain't going to email you back, or they'll send you a letter that's already been made that they send to 1,000 folk. Yeah. These folk ain't praying for you. They ain't praying for you. They don't come before you every week after seeking God's face to give you divine direction for your life. So Paul had to tell us, or not Paul, but the Hebrew writer had to tell us, and Paul did say the same thing. Look, you follow the faith of those that labor among you. Folk that are over you. That's the faith you follow, young folk. You consider their outcome, their lifestyle. You look at Elder Leeks. You look at his lifestyle of faith, and you see how God has blessed him, and you have the mindset, that's who I need to follow. He's following his pastor. He's following his bishop. I need to follow him. You look at others that are mature. You mark them in the church. Yeah, of course, when you got a godly shepherd, you sure enough need to imitate him. But Paul went further and said, you mark folk in the congregation, because you may see them before you actually see your pastor. And you imitate their pattern. You may not dress like pastor, but if you see he modest, You in your style, you be modest. You see God blessing him, you expect God to bless you as long as you follow the example of faith. Are y'all with me? Yeah. You may not dress like First Lady. Matter of fact, I don't expect you to dress like her. You're a younger woman, but you see that she keep it modest, then you follow that example. Woo, that's good teaching. Yeah, it is. That's good teaching. Yeah, I don't want you to dress like her. She twice your age. You don't dress like her. You know, you put your sauce on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, put your sauce on it, but do right. He said, do right. Look at somebody say, do right. That's it. So we have to make sure we follow the right examples. How many have ever been guilty as a young person following the wrong examples? See, back when we was y'all age, man, we were so messed up. We used to have, y'all know what magazines are? Okay, I don't know. Do y'all know what magazines are? We used to have magazines. Y'all got websites and apps now. We had magazines, and they would come with posters on the inside. Folk that we idolized, and we would take the posters out and put them on the wall, and we'd be like, I want to be just like that. See, but them days over, but the same technique and methods, they're still alive because there's nothing new under the sun. So they'll constantly put before you who they want you to idolize. They're constantly put before you, and you see the same folk in the same commercials. You see them all the time. They want you to idolize them. But you have to have the mindset, I'm not going to follow that. I remember 2-3 years ago when vapes started, and I was like, man, why am I seeing these vapes? And why are these folk vaping in all these videos and these movies now? It used to be cigarettes, now it's vaping, because that's what they want young folk to follow. Why they got all these alcoholic beverages now in fruity flavors? Why they in fruity flavors? Yeah. They want young folk to follow. But we have to be like Daniel. I ain't putting that in my body. No, that's going to defile me. I'm not doing that. You hear certain terminology. Why all of a sudden you start hearing people talking about, you got to watch your mental health. You got to watch your mental health. Now they want folk to follow that. But the Bible been done proclamated that God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a... God been on that. So you have to be careful, young folk. We need to follow the faith in the examples that God has right before us. When I come in here, y'all don't want me to act like somebody else, do you? Y'all should see my pastor's spirit upon me. Pastor Baker, if he truly is following his pastor, his bishop, you should see his spirit on me. You shouldn't see me trying to be like some other preacher. You should see the spirit of who I am following. When I look at you as a child of God, if you following me, I should see my spirit and not the spirit of the world. Why? You young and just. You trying to live the way God wants you to live. You should have my spirit. Is that too much for y'all? I'm in the Bible, right? Last verse. So we see, based upon the teaching, what's important when it comes to living just. We need to have faith in God, right? Then we need to understand that we need to follow the faith of those over us. Y'all see it? All right. Finally, let's go to Hebrews 11 and 6. Yeah. You need to get to a point to where you just say, Lord, I need to make sure I'm following the right examples. All right. Last verse, and then we're done. Hebrews 11 and 6. Y'all ought to know this verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Remember this, your faith causes divine rewards. If you get even more serious about your walk with God, your faith, you're diligently seeking him. And as a result of you living young and just, you're going to experience divine rewards. divine rewards. God, I'm telling you, is going to just pour out things in your life you don't have room to receive. Things, not just spiritual growth, things. He's a reward. And while we're here on earth, God gives the meek or the just things. They inherit the earth. Things in the earth. Listen, young folk, God gonna make sure you have plenty. You ain't got to do wrong to get stuff. Just live by faith. Be just. God gonna reward you. When I first came in, God, got saved, got to the ministry, and start walking by faith, I had a couple of pair of shoes that I had when I was in high school. Some shoes I played basketball in. I had three suits when I got here. But I kept living by faith. I got a room, one room in my house where I keep my shoes. Y'all ain't hear me. The closet is full of shoes. Shoes all the way around the wall. Why? God has rewarded me for living by faith. Shoes, pastor. Yeah, that's my heart's desire. I just like nice shoes. And we ain't talking about no little cheap stuff neither. We God has tremendously blessed. And I could go on and on about different things about how God has rewarded me. But I understand he does it as an example. God's shepherd is to be an example of the believer. And so when you see God doing things in your example's life, if you are following your example, guess whose life is going to happen in? Two of y'all. I said, guess whose life is going to happen in? See, remember, at the beginning of the message, we learned you're supposed to be happy. You're supposed to be excited. Yeah, I got two folk responding with some excitement. Let me try this again. If God is blessing your example and you following your example, God is also going to bless. That's right, you. He's going to bless you. In your youth, he ain't going to wait till you get old to do certain things. He'll start doing it while you are young. Look at how he blessed Daniel when he was young. Look at how he blessed David when he was. Look at how he blessed Joseph when he was. He blessed Caleb while he was. And he gonna bless you while you are young. If you diligently seek him. If you live a just lifestyle while you are young. He's going to do it. Matter of fact, he's going to continue to do it. He's going to continue to do it. Your career going to be blessed. What you drive going to be blessed. Where you live going to be blessed. Are y'all receiving this? All you got to do is just be just. Be just. Put it in. How many see that we need to live young and just and that there are benefits to it? And how many understand how to live young and just based upon the teaching? Well, I'm going to stop right there. Let's give God a hand clap for the teaching on this morning.
Yeah, yeah. You say you're searching for happiness. This the way to go. You say you want peace. This the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all want to live. This the way to go. The show. 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 This the way to go. The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.